with the Hajj season drawing to a close for the year 2025, Hajjaj now wrapping up the rituals in Mina, and then will start making their way back to the shores of the country and to the homes wherever they find themselves, who come from around the world. Joining us on the line now is a representative of the South African Hajj and Umrah Council to tell us more about what we can expect in the days leading up or coming up over the next couple of days. We're joined on the line by Shaheen Isop. Shaheen, assalamu alaikum. Shukran so much for your time.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan for the opportunity, and a nice cold greeting from Johannesburg to everybody in the Western Cape, alhamdulillah.
Certainly quite cold year as well, so I think we certainly at least sharing and are in solidarity with one another in that regard. That being said, from the mission team in the kingdom, tell us a bit more about how things have been going over the last couple of days for them.
All we can say is alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. Everything has been going well. There's been no adverse reports coming through from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia with regards to, the 5 days of Hajj. And alhamdulillah, the almost completed rituals that are taking place in Mina. For some people, still going to stay on the sixth day, which is today, to pelt the Jamarat and then go back to Azizia and start doing the preparatory processes to return, alhamdulillah. We have our teams with them. In Mina, and some have moved on to Azizia to start the preparations for the departures, out of Jeddah as well as out of Taif. So, alhamdulillah, in the next few days, it's going to be quite hectic, with regards to the dispatch of people from Azizia to the different airports, where we'll probably have teams at both airports, making sure that the departures go smoothly and that there's no adverse issues at the airports, alhamdulillah. So, the fact that we've been working quite closely with our service provider company on the ground, and, cooperation that we've had between the two entities has resulted in a phenomenally easy and a very streamlined process for logistics, alhamdulillah. In the Western Cape, or shall I say in Cape Town, inshallah, your first arrivals will be on the 11th of June. That is out of Doha. A small number for that particular flight. But from the 12th onwards is where the bulk of the Hujjaj would start arriving, at Cape Town International Airport. On the 12th, you've got about 156 people. And then, if we go down to the other bulk numbers, would be on the 14th, there's about 100. On the 15th, you've got your biggest number coming through, almost 310 people that will be arriving. And on the 16th, which is the public holiday, alhamdulillah, 262 people will be arriving. And the last person coming into Cape Town should be on the 21st of June, inshallah. So, alhamdulillah, everything that, points towards the Hujjaj and their experience, yes, it has been a slightly lower number in terms of the internationals and the total number of Hujjaj that have come through for Hajj this year. But all things being equal, a great success, and we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the Hujjaj Hajj maqbool wa mabroor, inshallah.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept that dua, and of course the Hajj as well. That being said, from the overall experience, and I know of course the South mission teams, they'll remain in the kingdom up until the last Haji departs the kingdom to come home. From your perspective though, speak to us about what the what this Hajj period was like for the team. Not only during the 5 days, but from the first departure from the shores of the country to the kingdom, have there been any significant issues in terms of the experience by the Hujjaj, the South African Hujjaj in particular?
Not necessarily, difficulties from a point of view of where we are, but, as time moves on and as, the progression changes, the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia implements new rules at the turn of a tiki, and as a result of which, there were some challenges, but these challenges were overcome, and notwithstanding that, it did not affect or impact on the service delivery to the Hujjaj, whether it be from a medical point of view, whether it be from a meet and greet point of view at Medina or Jeddah Airport. So alhamdulillah, just from that point of view, whatever issues we may have had was in the background, or difficulties we may have had or hurdles we may have had was in the background that Sahuk and the authorities and the officials were able to iron out. And inshallah, going forward, we utilize this experience and we prepare ourselves inshallah for the future. Yesterday was a closing ceremony in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and the ministry had indicated that the preparatory structures have already been put into place for this year, for the ensuing Hajj of 1447. There's a conference that normally takes place in January, and that's been brought forward to November. So alhamdulillah, there's a lot that's going to be taking place. There's a lot more tighter timelines that we're going to be working towards, and inshallah we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to meet those timelines in order to ensure that the Hujjaj, remove any anxiety from them, for them to concentrate on the ibadah. So alhamdulillah, just from that point of view, we believe that it was a fantastic Hajj. And alhamdulillah, proud to report that for the third year in a row, Sahuk has received the Labaytum Award, which is an award that, is given by the Ministry of Hajj for cooperation, for excellence in terms of service delivery, communication with the authorities. So it shows that there's a tremendous amount of improvements year on year, and for us to receive it 3 years in a row, we say shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and shukr to the operators, who cooperated with us. And more importantly, we make shukr to the Hujjaj who had followed the instructions that we had put out as we receive it from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, no, certainly. In terms of this particular period, I think inspires and reminds those that have perhaps already applied for accreditation and are anticipating to be accredited perhaps in the coming year or so. Do you have a rough timeline at this stage in terms of when people can start expecting accreditation lists to be announced, one, and two, when those that perhaps would like to apply, when the portal will be open for them to do so?
So let's start with the latter first. The portal is open on a perpetual process. People can apply 24/7. We've never closed the portal for applications. All that happens is you go into the queue according to your date and time of application. So it works on a date and time priority in this particular regard. Accreditation for 1447 will be rolled out once we receive the official notification of what the quota is for South Africa. As we received it quite early last year, and alhamdulillah, it helped us to do the necessary. But before that, we have what is known as a dynamic portal on the system. As soon as Hajj is over, and inshallah by the first of Muharram, we're going to open that dynamic portal so people can actually see where their position is in the queue. This helps those Hujjaj that are in the queue to prepare themselves, whether it be financially, whether it be logistically, whatever your circumstances are. It gives you the understanding that if you're within the first 2,500, it's a de facto accreditation. But we can't give you the accreditation, and you must now start doing the preparatory processes around it. What we need people to do is, if you're not ready for Hajj for the 1447 calendar year, you must please notify Sahuk, please bump me forward to 1448, 49, or 1450. That way you will not be taken out of the queue and put into a park state. So you will be pushed forward, and inshallah, by the time you've got funds available or by the time you've got your logistics available, you can then get yourself ready to get back into the queue according to your date and time. So this dynamic list is a very, very important process to try and streamline, to try and sanitize, so that we don't have multiple accreditation lists when the accreditation process starts, in order for us to have a very tight timeline to stick to what the ministry has put out.
Mm. In terms of then the broader conversation around the experiences of Hujjaj, I think from the perspective then of some of the feedback that we've received, the overall experience by the Hujjaj has been relatively good. In terms of, though, the odd bad experience here or there as it relates to operators or anything else for the Hujjaj, how essentially do they go about, going through the process of complaints, etc.?
Look, normally what we try to do is we try to resolve complaints in the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, and if people are still aggrieved by the time they get home, we will open a window, and this is going to happen after the last judge comes home, which will be the 21st of June. We will then publicize and open a window for a specific period of time to give all judges that have got grievances, whether it be against SAUK, whether it be against the operator, to write to SAUK, and also for people who have compliments, you know, to pass those compliments over, because it's always good to receive compliments, and perhaps people can give us, you know, constructive criticism. If there's measures that they have seen that we can obviously improve on, you know, write to us and give us your criticism, but give us the improvements associated with that criticism as well. So, for example, if something was done and it can be done better, tell us how you think it can be done better, and we will take that into account when we're sitting down and we're planning for the future. But that process will take place as we have been doing for the last 15 to 20 years, alhamdulillah, where we receive complaints or compliments from the hujjaj after the hajj period.